It was very different to write that than it was to write the women book, but it seems to be selling quite well, so I'm quite happy.
Yay.
Why do you think Bad Boys are so irresistible? This is a bit of a theme in the book, and this is an eternal question for nice guys.
Ah, that's a really good question. And another guy who interviewed me said, you know what? When I'm at a party, when nice guys are at a party and they see women attracted to bad boys, they run a mile from those women.
Yep, I didn't know that.
I thought that was a really interesting piece of information.
And being that you've travelled so well, do you think there is a difference between Kiwi man and international man, like the man you meet in France?
Of course there is. Every culture is different. Kiwi women are different from other women. I spend a lot of time in France, so that's the comparison that I mostly make. Kiwi men and women are the way they are because of the way we're brought up and our culture. We're not showy and we don't flirt openly, unfortunately. In France, they flirt openly and everybody knows why they've been put on this earth. I would really like to write a book on how to flirt properly.
Maybe you should. It's a great idea. We're very reserved, us Kiwis, aren't we?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, what would be your advice on flirting? What's the best way to go about it?
For a start.
Yeah.
Don't think it's sleazy. Well, you know, but New Zealand women kind of, we all, the problem is, I know what's going to happen. You know, men are going to say, oh, yes, well, we went and we flirted and we got slapped. Because Kiwi women have a funny sort of attitude to flirting and courtship as well. The whole thing needs to be revised.
I think so. Because there's this girl that I see at the gym sometimes, and I saw...
No, that's called sleazy.
That is,
No, it's the gym, Tim. No, as in C, and that she works at the gym.
Okay.
And
then so I say hi, and then I bumped into her on the town, and she was dressed in the most outrageous skirt I've ever seen, and so revealing, and was so outrageous that everyone in the bar was looking at her. And I thought, well, I know her, so I said, hey, how you doing? And she was like, hi, and then walked away straight away as if she was too good.
Did she know who you were, though?
Yes, and she knew who I was, but it was as if, look, I'm too beautiful to talk to you.
Yes, well, that's what New Zealand men say. Mm. They say, okay, fine, you go into a bar and try flirting with New Zealand girls. They circle, they cut you out, they're rude to you.
Ooh, they make it so hard
that you don't want to go there.
Yeah. Do you know what annoys me, though, Peter? What annoys me is when I'm in a bar with a female friend wearing my three wedding rings, not two, three, once an eternity ring, men still try it. That bothers me a lot.
Three rings, you're really married.
Tip to the listeners, very married.
Men love women who are married. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's the worst part. Oh God.
How have your feelings about men changed over the years, Peter? Are you more confident or doing better with men than in your early days?
Oh well, you know, when you start off when you're young, you're very positive and very naive, and everybody's wonderful, and you're overloaded with estrogen and testosterone, both sexes are, so everything just happens naturally. But as you go through life, you kind of get x-ray vision, and you can see men more clearly than you could when you were young and clouded by all these hormones.